And now this is a dictation for Rita Perfit, P as in Paul, E-R-F-I-T-T. July 27, 54, address as a letter, Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V as in Victor, S-K-I, or 631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, follow-up for Rita, has chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in January. Recent fall, evaluated in the emergency room, negative workup, a skin tear on the left hand, a number of bruises, never lost consciousness, weight appetite stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies change in urination, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, has CPAP machine on treatment, no orthopnea PND, uses inhalers, no associated symptoms, presently no edema or claudication symptoms, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight vitamin D125, aspirin and Plavix, hydralazine, nitrates, metoprolol. For diabetes, only takes repaglinide, REPAGLINIDE before meals. She eats 2 meals a day. In a week, there will be 14 meals. She only takes 2 of these medications in a week. She told me that the most recent A1C was 6.2, present weight 146, blood pressure 122/58, has bilateral JBD, lungs are distant clear, has a loud aortic systolic murmur that radiates to both carotids. Followed with cardiology, Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N-N. No ascites or tenderness, no major edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, the recent chemistries in the emergency room, creatinine was 2.56, which is higher than baseline, which has been in early May 2.2, April 2.4, before that fluctuating between 1.6 and 2. A normal sodium, potassium acid base, calcium elevated 10.5, normal albumin, GFR 20, liver function test not elevated. Urine is abnormal. The presence of blood, protein, glucose, no bacteria, 5 to 10 white blood cell. There is anemia 9.1, low platelet count, low white blood cells, low lymphocytes. Next paragraph.
I'm going to highlight a CT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis. This is just a few days ago. There is severe coronary artery calcifications. Liver is enlarged. Spleen enlarged. Kidneys without obstruction. Isolated stone on the left side, no obstruction. The urinary bladder was not distended. Does have atherosclerosis of aorta. Prior lumbar surgery. She is known to have restricted lung disease with decreased diffusion capacity. The last echo from March, ejection fraction decreased at 42%. She does have moderate pulmonary hypertension, moderate aortic regurgitation, moderate mitral regurgitation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute on chronic versus progressive chronic kidney disease. A person with extensive atherosclerosis. Does have ischemic cardiomyopathy, valve abnormalities as indicated above. Elevated calcium, I'm going to discontinue the Rocaltrol. The pancytopenia likely represents liver congestion and enlargement of the spleen. She understands the meaning of advanced renal failure. We are going to repeat chemistries in a week. We need to start preparing her for potential dialysis. She needs to follow with cardiology to see if there is any more testing or procedure that needs to be done for her heart. She has prior documented adrenal hemorrhage. I believe she tested positive for anticardiolipin antibodies. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.